Well, hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. This one's got the added feature of video for those of you who are watching through YouTube. Those of you who are listening on standard podcast, that's the usual deal. Old Geezer broadcasting, podcasting, vidcasting to his unborn grandchildren. But he decided it's time to get into the video revolution, you know. So Marcy and I were talking about how cool it would be. Actually, we were sitting around thinking how cool it would be to have a time machine that we could use to look backwards in time here at the farm. It would be really great to be able to look back to like 300 years ago, 400 years ago, and see like just, you know, 10 or 15 minutes of what this place looked like back then. Would be so helpful to know, you know, what we should be doing now, because what we're trying to do is restore this place to the way it was before it was farmed, and it would be really neat to be able to look back and see that. And it dawned on me that while having a real live time machine is unlikely in our generation, probably unlikely ever, since you'd think that if there were time machines, we'd have been visited by time travelers, so probably no time machines anytime soon. But it would be safe to say that this kind of stuff that we, the new media kids, are doing, you know, where we're podcasting and vidcasting and doing all those digital photos and stuff like that, in a way, that's like the time machine in reverse. You know, that's the time machine going forward in time. And that as we get better at this, the possibility exists that somebody 200 years from now could be looking at this stuff and going, wow, what a cool time machine, you know, neat thing. You know, they got this great blog about their farm and a zillion pictures of the way it looks right now. And it'd be really handy to be able to keep all this stuff forever. And with the digital sort of things that we're doing now, it's a pretty safe bet that, with the exception of a few problems like formats and compatibility and stuff like that, that, you know, the digital stuff that we're doing now really is a time machine going forward in time. So I decided that was sort of what triggered this conversion to video. I decided it was time to at least try my hand at it and give the podcast a new video side and try out YouTube and stuff like that. So that's kind of what this is all about, sort of a time machine thing. Of course, for you guys, my unborn grandchildren, this is going to be so quaint, this tiny little picture and this granular screen and my stupid glasses, which I'm sure by the time you, my unborn grandchildren, are born, you know, glasses, trifocals, glasses will be obsolete. The way we store this will be completely different, but it's still the beginning of a time machine in a way. I think that's pretty cool. So anyway, this is the first video, you know, first video version of Geezer Cast. Everything before this has been audio only. So if you want to get previous Geezer Casts, all 21 of them, you have to go to www.geezercast.com. Maybe I'll put that in the little graphic so you can see it. And this is sort of like the very first podcast I did. There's, you know, there's this whole period of sort of figuring out the technology. And I'll tell you what, the video technology is a little more of a pain to figure out than the audio technology. You know, this video on a PC stuff is still pretty creaky. And so I've lost a couple of takes because the software's crashed, and it takes forever to render these things. I am, you know, hats off to Zay Frank for all of the stuff that he does. I can't see how on earth he gets that thing done in a day. Every day he gets one of these things put together, and I'm just astounded at how slow it is. But, you know, it's a better time machine, and I'm going to keep doing it for a while. But I am crumpy about video as a community medium, you know. I had a podcast called Sex and Podcasting, sexandpodcasting.com, that was sort of about community podcasting, sort of mapping the lessons of community radio over into podcasting. And I have one of the episodes in there about why I like audio better than video for community media, and I'm still liking audio better. It's a lot easier to edit. It's a lot easier to teach people how to do it. The technology is a lot cheaper. You don't need a super fast machine like this one and then wait, you know, 10 or 15 minutes for a few minutes of video to render. It's just, what a pain. And so I think for sort of getting community stories out there into the internet, I still like audio a lot better. But video is a good time machine. And I'm going to keep doing this. So this here's the first video geezer cast. How about that? And to sort of wrap this up, two things with the theme that I've got at the end. I've got a little place to put some extra video. So if you're watching this, you'll get a little extra show at the end. And then the final thing is, as you listen to these geezer casts, you're going to find that I'm sort of a lefty. And Salt Lake City's Mayor Rocky Anderson just did a kick-butt anti-war speech yesterday during the Labor Day weekend. And the punchline for me was, our lives begin to end on the day that we remain silent about things that matter. And boy, way to go, Rocky. This was just before George Bush was going to show up in town. So, of course, the sort of sleazoid news media are all up in arms about this. So, way to go, Rocky. And that's it for this time. I'll see you next time.